Great Northern Radio Show is broadcast in front of a live studio audience.
The future. You can't touch it, but the future will touch you. Some fear the future, but you really shouldn't. After all, every day the future gives us a present. As we begin the sixth season of our traveling radio show, we explore the future of northern Minnesota, not just the past and present. It's the world of tomorrow, a world of futuristic innovation, and it starts right now!
That's it. We're done now.
Okay. Well, live from Fortune Bay Resort and Casino in Tower, Minnesota, this is the Great Northern Radio Show. Good evening. I'm Aaron Brown. Allow me to introduce Katie Haug.
It's a troubled world and problems are pain. Why not hop aboard a radio train? Forget your troubles with the people you know. Come aboard, oh, the Great Northern Radio Show. Oh, 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 the Great Northern Radio Show.
The Great Northern Radio Show is funded by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund with support from the Blandon Foundation and the IRRRB. We are joined, as always, by the Great Northern Radio Players. Hey, let's hear from them.
I'm CJ Anderson, and my favorite thing about Tower is the Lobster Mania slot machine in the Fortune Bay Casino.
I'm Jenny Ross, and my favorite thing is driving here and seeing Mintak shining on the hill.
My name is Sarah Breeze, and I love the Laurentian Divide. They call it a divide, but I really think it brings us together.
I'm Lauren Nickish, and my favorite thing about Tower is the long ride down the Tower Sudan mine shaft.
I'm Louisa Skorich, and my favorite thing about Fortune Bay is I can smoke in the casino.
And I'm Jason Skorich, and my favorite thing about coming to Fortune Bay is passing by that most philosophical of gas stations, the Y store.
And I'm Aaron Brown. My favorite thing about the aquatic puzzle of Lake Vermilion is that it transfers the experience of swearing at your phone after getting lost to the world of recreational boating. We are also joined by Katie Haug. Until recently, we called her the keyboardist for the Great Northern Radio Show, but we've given her a promotion. She's our new band leader. So, Katie, tell us about the new band.
Yeah, the new band. I feel poorly saying that it's my band specifically. Just to my left is Corey Medina. He's accomplished in his own right, for sure. Give it up for Corey. Right behind Corey is DC McKenzie. He's our fabulous bass player tonight. And then Bemidji State University's very own drum professor, Eric Sundin.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to it. There's a lot of surprises ahead. But first, here's our featured musical guest tonight, Rich Mattson and the North Stars.
Much left to this ghost town. this town. It used to be such a fun town. Crazy little kids. Now they sit at home smoking cigarettes, and they've left this ghost town. There's an old lady living on the corner, and she still keeps the grounds in order while everybody else moves on. She's never. Precious minerals, and they're coming to dig them up. Not tomorrow, and it's not today. Think I'll stay away then. What happens to this ghost town? Ghost town. Ghost town. Ghost
Rich Matson and the North Stars. This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. We are live from Tower, Minnesota. That was the song This Town by Rich Matson and the North Stars. If you listen to the lyrics, you might have heard the description of an Iron Range town with boarded up buildings. There's not much prospect for the future. And, you know, that was part of Tower's story, too. Here on the Vermilion Iron Range in northern Minnesota, active iron mining stopped a couple generations ago. Towns like Tower have suffered, and even though mining continues on the nearby Mesabi Iron Range, modern economics has hit this whole region pretty hard. But Tower is coming back, and change is coming. For those of you new to the area, you can land at the airport in Hibbing, the Range Regional Airport. They got a big old stuffed bear in there. They got some famous people on the wall, famous Iron Rangers. I've learned recently that Chris Pratt is now among the famous Iron Rangers, born in Virginia, Minnesota. So lots of exciting things when you land at the airport. And you can drive out through Cherry, just north of where I grew up, on the family-run junkyard out there. You can drive north on Highway 53 up past Eveleth in Virginia, where the big hockey stick is in Eveleth. And you'll see up the side of towns no one thought you'd see back in when they built the freeway in the 1960s. And they'll do something about the way those towns look one of these years. It's going to happen. Turn north on 169 up toward Ely. Along the way, you'll pass the Sudan Underground Mine State Park, Minnesota's first iron mine, which opened in 1882. And just a few miles later, you'll see the small town of Tower. Tower, a mining town built on the Ojibwe land, was named for the early mining boss Charlemagne Tower, a guy who never came here but got the town named after him. His son, though, Charlemagne Jr., Mangy, they used to call him, I made that up. He's not really, they didn't call him that. The Duluth and Iron Range Railroad connected this remote location to two harbors in 1884, making Tower and Sudan the site of the first commercially viable mining operation in Minnesota. And Marvin Lampa writes that the sounds of an English coronet blended with the beating of an Ojibwe drum sending off the first train. You can just imagine that scene all those years ago. In a century, all the mining ended up at the Mesabi Range, but Tower and the Sudan location are still here. Tower's main street is the highway through town, cafes and shops. You better watch your speed. People used to say of Tower, blink and you'll miss it. But the town is giving people new reason to stop. In recent years, the town welcomed a new medical and dental clinic. They've got a new charter school. New Vermilion State Park is going to be built here next spring. Locals are building the Lake Vermilion Cultural Center. And a stunning plan to redevelop the harbor and tower will give the city an attractive new access to Lake Vermilion, the northern Minnesota lake so big and jagged that the early explorers once mistook it for the Northwest Passage. It's not. It does not provide a sea route to the Orient. But it does get you to cook. And they're spicy in their own way. We're broadcasting live at the Fortune Bay Resort and Casino, which is on the land of the Boys Ford Band of Ojibwe near Tower. Boys Ford and the native village of Net Lake are coming back too. New generations of native leaders raising their children in a strong, modern Ojibwe culture. I had an opportunity yesterday to go down to the Cultural Heritage Museum here at Fortune Bay, and it's a beautiful facility with lots of great stories about the history of the Boys Ford people and so many things they're proud of, especially the fact that no community in the United States has produced more people who serve in the military per capita than the Boys Fort Band of Ojibwe. And so it's a place where service and patriotism and community matter very much. And so that's what our show is all about, and we're really proud to be here with you today. Meanwhile, we're looking down the road to Sudan. Of course, we mentioned the old mining location still has that deep mine, but they aren't mining ore down there anymore. For 20 years, they mined something else, though, neutrinos. And now just one of the most sophisticated underground labs there is looking for a new project, and perhaps a James Bond villain somewhere might be in the market. We'll have to find out. This season, we're doing a series of shows fixated on the future of this state, of this region. And Tower is where we wanted to kick it off, because here the future is even brighter than the past. So that's all coming up. Stay with us. Welcome back, Rich Mattson and the North Stars.
You're us calling earth and your beautiful birch. My homie and range no longer I'll search. You took my hand, the compass, my guide, pointed me north. Land me deep in the woods, in the shelter of trees. Your promise would make the believer out of me. The doubts I will have, the chosen path, whisper. Sing a song in the breeze, sounding so sweet and whole. It's where you return to, whole, where you can be, whole, you sleep soundly. A song in the breeze, so mellow and sweet and whole, is where you return to, whole, where you can be, whole, you sleep sound. The longer I search, you took my hand to pointed me north.
That's Rich Matson and the North Stars. Jermaine Gemberling on vocals there. Good evening, I'm Aaron Brown, and this is the Great Northern Radio Show. Tonight we're live from Fortune Bay Resort and Casino at the home of the Boys Fort Band of Ojibwe near Tower, Minnesota. We're on the edge of the wilderness between the Iron Range and the Great North Woods of Minnesota. I thought maybe, you know, I'm thinking, what better way to get to know a town than to read a phone book of the local region? So I brought the phone book here. I'm just going to page through it here. We'll begin with the zip codes. That's my favorite part of the phone book. So the first one's one of my favorites. Just you can't beat this one. So it's 557.
Yo, cut. Am I interrupting?
A little bit. This is my cousin Slim, everybody, on my dad's side.
Yeah, and a little bit on your mom's side after that one wedding, am I right?
That's so gross, Slim. That's just gross.
Right. Well, if I'm not interrupting...
You are.
Good. So I'd like you to meet Diana.
Hi.
Oh, hi. Diana, you really seem put together. How did you meet my cousin Slim?
We met at church.
Tinder.
Church.
She swiped right for salvation. Ow! Right, okay. But I'm supposed to tell you that we're no longer a couple. Well, despite our initial physical attraction, we are not
romantically compatible.
Compatible. I am a distant shellfish.
Distant and selfish.
Selfish lover, seemingly incapable of respecting her emotional needs.
But we are going into business together. I'm starting a home improvement show for HGTV. I'm a real estate agent, so I'll be the host, and Slim here will remodel the properties.
And our failed romance and sexual tension will be the hook.
I decided, why not profit from the biggest mistake of my life?
We were hoping you could mention us on your show.
Well, you're on my show right now, Slim. You barged in here with your ex-girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, thanks for the invitation.
I didn't invite you.
So listen, we're recording in just a few minutes. Our first episode will feature the subterranean science lab at the Sudan underground mine. Fingers crossed.
Okay, well, good luck then.
Hey, yeah. Thanks. And thanks for letting us use your microphones and equipment. We really appreciate it.
What?
You won't even notice us.
Except you definitely will, because we're going to need all this stuff.
We're a radio show. I thought you were doing a TV show.
Yeah, we'll start with words, then pictures. Right, Diana?
We're going to fill the niche of home improvement shows you can watch while you're looking at your phone. Theater of the mind.
Well, okay. Well, more of that to come, apparently. Sounds like we're going down to the 27th level of the Sudan underground mine, but first, here's Katie Haug and the Track Stars.
Muscle and blood, muscle and blood, skin and bone, a mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 60 tons, what do you got? Another day older and you're deep in debt. Saint Peter, don't you call, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons, number 9 coal. And the store boss said, well, I bless my soul. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born drizzling rain, fighting and trouble is my middle name. I was raised in a canebrake by mama old lion. Can't get no high tone to make me what a line. You get
16 tons, what do you get?
People in debt. Peter, don't you call, cause I can go. I owe my soul to the company store. If you see me coming, step aside. A lot of men didn't, and some died. One fist of iron and the other of steel. If my right don't get you, the left will. You load 16 tons, what do you get?
Katie Howes and Corey Medina, track stars. You're listening to the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. This portion of the show is brought to you by the last gallon of lawnmower gas left in the can. Now, last gallon of lawnmower gas left in the can. It's fall. The grass isn't growing much anymore, so do you try to use it up? Do you pour it in the weeds? I wonder if it'll keep through the winter. Probably not. It's already pretty old. I mean, what are you going to do with it? That's the last gallon of lawnmower gas left in the can. Thank you. Available now in your garage. Good evening, folks. I'm Aaron Brown, and we are broadcasting live from Fortune Bay in Tower, Minnesota. Just up the road, or down the road, from Sudan Underground Mine. The Sudan Mine opened in 1882, first mine in Minnesota, eventually the deepest, and after the mine closed in the 1960s, it became a state park. Of course, people went up and down there to look at the mine. Well, in the 1980s, a century after the mine opened, scientists opened a laboratory in this empty space. It turned out that the remote location was good for something else. So we're going to find out more about that. We're going to turn to a retired teacher and former tour guide for the University of Minnesota's Underground Lab, Al Lipke, and UMD professor Alec Habig.
So, Al, why do you have a magnifying glass?
Well, I heard that the physics lab wasn't watching for neutrinos anymore, so I thought I'd use this to see if I could see them or not.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to work too well. Neutrinos are the smallest particles we know about. They're so small we can shoot them all the way through Wisconsin from Chicago and see them here. And so, we need something really big instead of a magnifying glass.
Yeah, okay, well, what did you learn over the last 11 years about neutrinos?
Well, I watching them travel, we learn what happens as they move along. And if they go right through Wisconsin, they go through whatever you're trying to use to study them with, too. That's why they're so hard to study. But give them a long trip, and we can learn about them.
Okay, so I suppose you had maybe some graduate students and PhDs learned a little bit, too?
Yeah, the graduate students do all the real work. And over the years, 81 of them got their PhDs on this experiment from all around the world, yeah.
Cool. Okay, now how does this all help us as regular old citizens in Minnesota? How does this help us know more about neutrinos?
Well, I'd like to say warp drive and flying cars, but it's a little more removed than that. These neutrinos, they're small, but they're the most common particle in the universe aside from bits of light. And since they're so hard to study, they're the ones we know the least about. So we're trying to figure out what they're doing, a big chunk of the universe, and maybe our grandkids will have something useful to do with them, but we don't.
Now, I've heard a little bit about NOVA up there at Ash River. Are they doing the same thing, or is it different?
Yeah, they're looking at the same beam as us from Chicago at a slightly different angle, a little further away, and with the new detector. And they're answering some of the questions that came up while we studied this neutrino beam with MINOS in Sudan.
Okay. Now, anything new coming in there? Do you have any new ideas?
I think the radio show here does. Well, we don't have any plans right now. We're picking up the pieces, cleaning up our toys, and MINOS and CDMS are moving out.
Yeah, I heard about CDMS. They stopped looking for dark matter, and I thought maybe I could use my flashlight to find some dark matter someplace.
That won't work any better than a magnifying glass.
It's
dark matter.
Okay, dark matter.
Dark, yeah. So. Well, you call it dark because it doesn't interact with light, so
okay,
it's
dark. I tried. Yeah. Okay, anyway, I hear that CDMS is moving up to Sudbury, way up there to Canada.
Yeah, it's the nickel mine up in Sudbury is three times deeper than Sudan, and so they can take their experiment there, make it a little bigger and better, and let it sit for a long time and still not be disturbed by the cosmic rays, which eventually we'll filter down to Sudan, but take that much longer to filter down to snow.
Are we really sure that dark matter is out there someplace?
We know something's out there because we see stars and galaxies being pulled around by a lot of extra gravity that is made by stuff that's dark, so telescopes and magnifying glasses and flashlights don't see it. Yeah. But it could be particles that don't interact with that sort of stuff, and that's what they're looking for.
Yeah, well, I guess I'll take my magnifying glass and flashlight and go home.
Yeah, well, you can help us play with the other experiments up at Ash River and at Snow Lab and the new one we're having at in Homestake in South Dakota, which are all looking for these things. So.
Okay, thanks.
All right. That's Al Lipke and Alec Habig. Well, the mysteries of the universe are becoming clearer here in Tower, but one mystery I can't solve is how I'm watching my unemployed cousin haul out half our equipment for this HGTV show, and I guess we're going to find out what's going on there right after this from Rich Matson and the North Stars. You're listening to the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown, and I have been guilted into allowing my cousin Slim to have the next section of the show for his ex-girlfriend's new house hunting show. So here's the live feed from the Sudan underground mine.
everybody. I'm Diana Regina, and this is Cave Hunters. This is my former lover and current platonic business partner, Handyman Slim.
Hold on. Your last name is Regina? Oh, man.
Like the city in Saskatchewan, you jerk.
Saska what? You're making that up. That's not even a real place.
Anyway, we're showing a special property today. It's the former Minos Laboratory on the 27th level of the Sudan Underground Mine in northern Minnesota. We just took a 5-minute elevator ride with our first potential buyer. Let's meet her now. Hi, Michelle. What's your first impression?
The curb appeal left something to be desired. And the yard? I need a place for the Pomeranians to run.
An outdoor dog park is an easy way to add value to your home.
Well, you're going to flip when you see this.
Wow. A secret laboratory? Those are so in right now. No granite countertops, though. That's a minus. How many bathrooms?
I just been whizzing in that shaft over
there. Two toilets, that is. And a shower stall.
Consider adding a sink to your bathroom to prevent the spread of disease.
Oh, strike two. My pom-poms and I like to take sensual baths together.
Well, there's always room for upgrades. With 100,000 square feet of abandoned tunnels and shafts, much of this property hasn't been charted by humans since 1955. Did you notice the lighting? That's authentic white light from industrial lamps.
I did. It really hides the gray in my hair. And the Pomerinos love chasing their own shadows down long corridors.
Oh, no! I'm sure they're fine.
Not if they went down old 38. That's where we lost Gramps.
Old 38 is so deep that miners could feel the heat of the Earth's mantle.
After the break, we'll see what our next buyer thinks of this property.
The following is a paid presentation from PacOn.
As you can see, I'm a bear, and I'm not a cub anymore. When I turned 7, it was a struggle to gain weight every fall. My fur was loose, I was too skinny to pin down my mate. Fellas, you know what I'm talking about. My life has changed, thanks to PacOn.
PacOn is a specially formulated formula for bears that adds inches to your waist while reducing your energy level.
PacOn makes it easy. All I have to do is wait for the delivery truck every day, eat the driver, and then pry open the barrel full of PacOn.
PacOn consists of pure lard mixed with a special protein whey, jelly beans, cheddar cheese, honey, and condensed milk. The patented PacOn secret blend of cooking grease ensures that every calorie goes right to your core.
Thanks, PacOn. I feel like my old bear self again. In fact, I think I might take a long, long nap.
PacOn! That's PacOn! Get fat fast! For bears only, use as directed. Do not ride tricycles while using this PacOn.
We're 3,000 feet below ground, touring the scientific laboratory in the Old Sudan Underground Mine. Our last potential buyer got cold feet when her dogs fell down an abandoned mine shaft. Let's hope our next buyers fall in love with this charming underground lair. Welcome back to Cave Hunters. I'm Diana Regina. Let's meet our next prospective buyers. It's a mother-daughter duo.
Dairy Broad. Dairy's Derek and Hoist. 10 Strike, Minnesota.
Bella Broad. Bella's Dent and Scratch Appliances, Brighton Township. Apparently Ma's gonna help me buy a house on account of me being one of those shiftless millennials.
Listen, I just don't want you to get rooked by this she-devil, that's all.
58% of all she-devils work in real estate.
I can fend for myself, Ma.
Ah, no, 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 no.
Well,
what do you think of the Sudan Underground Mine Laboratory?
I like the rocks and the exposed duct work. I'm a big fan of industrial fans, so that's a plus.
Industrial fans also provide white noise that help you sleep at night.
Those are great for diesel fumes, baby doll.
Oh, look! I can hang all of my souvenir boots I collect from my gentleman collars on that big wall over there!
Atta girl! Keep the boots. That way they always come back for more.
They usually don't.
Just one question. Are the appliances stainless steel?
Slim?
Not right now, but you get the right equipment, you could smelt some right down here in this hole.
Smelt some?
Yeah, just get yourself a little manganese. Smelt it.
Manga what? Where are you living, son? If I had man on knees, I wouldn't be down here in a hole with the likes of you people. No offense to you, honey's child. I like spending time with you, sweetie.
None taken. Who couldn't use a little manganese?
I tell you what, lady. You might be able to sell a cut-rate property like this to some other dame, but that dame probably doesn't have a Caterpillar C-18 shovel hooked to the back of her Peterbilt. Bella babe, you want to live in a hole in the ground? I'll dig one for ya.
No, Mom. I don't want to depend on you anymore. You've done so much for me already. Taught me lady stuff, taught me tractor stuff, taught me how to deadlift 300 pounds. You made me who I am.
Tell you what, hon. Let's dig that hole together.
All right, Ma.
Are we ever going to find a buyer for the Sudan Underground Mine Laboratory, or will Slim and I lose our shirts?
Literally?
No, idiot, not literally. Never again.
Will I ever get my show back? You guys have been at this for a while.
We'll find out after
the
break.
It's the Great Northern Radio Show.
And if I share with you my story, would you share your daughter with me? Oh, bad times are coming and I'll reap what I don't sow. Hey, hey. Well, let me tell you something, all that glitters ain't gold. Hey, hey. Your mom been on a long old troublesome road, and I'm looking for somebody to come and help me carry this load. Yeah. When I need dollar, dollar, dollar is what I need. Hey, hey. Well, I need dollar, dollar, dollar is what I need. Hey, hey. I don't know if I'm walking on solid ground, 'cause everything around me is falling down. And all I want is for someone to help me. I hear a drum, but the boss man let me go.
He said,
sir, I'm sorry, but I won't be needing your help no more.
I said,
please, Mr. Bossman, I need this job more than you know. But he gave me my last paycheck and he sent me on out the door, yeah. Well, I need dollar, dollar, dollar is what I need.
Hey, hey.
Well, I need dollar, dollar, dollar is what I need.
Hey, hey.
And I need dollar, dollar, dollar is what I need. And if I share with you my story, won't you share your dollar with me? I don't know if I'm walking on solid ground, 'cause everything around me is falling down. All I want is for someone to help me. What in the world am I gonna do tomorrow? Is there someone with whose dollar I could borrow? Who can help me take away my sorrow? Maybe it's inside the bottle.
Maybe it's inside the bottle.
I had a good old buddy, his name was Whiskey and Wine.
Hey, hey.
And for my good old buddy, I'll spend my last dime.
Hey, hey.
My wine is good to me, it helps me pass the time. And my good old buddy whiskey keeps me warmer than sunshine.
Hey, hey.
Well, I need dollar, dollar, dollar is what I need.
Hey, hey.
Well, I need dollar, dollar, dollar is what I need.
Hey, hey.
Well, I need dollar, dollar, dollar is what I need. And if I share with you my story, would you share your dollar with me?
Hunters, we're trying to find a new tenant for the Sudan Underground Mine Laboratory. They might not be hunting neutrinos anymore, but we're hunting for buyers. Here's our next bidder, Barry.
Hi, Diana.
And for the listening audience, we should point out that you are a bear American. You are a bear American.
You can say it. I'm an American black bear. That's what I am. You don't have to make a big deal.
Oh, thank you. And you're in the market for a man cave. I'm so sorry. A regular cave. A cave for bears. Oh geez.
You'll have to excuse her. She likes to embarrass herself.
Let me stop you right there. Bears are used to microaggressions, but if there's one thing that makes us really mad, it's bear puns.
Oh, sorry about that, Barry. Next time I think about a bear pun, I'll just hit the pause button.
Barry is looking for a winter hibernation bungalow to fit his growing waistline. He needs a comfortable cave. Not too hot, not too cold. One that's just right.
I've been eating berries and grubs my whole life, lumbering through forests. See what I did there? It's time to spoil myself with a cave that says, "Hey, Barry, you really did it. You're good at being a bear."
Well, when it comes to bathrooms, kitchens, and appliances, this place is a bit of a fixer-upper.
Yeah, the last two buyers left like they were running away from a...
Slim.
Buffalo.
Well, I don't care about any of that. In fact, you can take all this human science stuff out of here. I just want the rocky walls and a spot to stash my Pecon brand nutritional supplements.
Does that mean you'll take it?
You bet. We just have to settle on a price.
Oh, that's fantastic news. Well, this place is listed at $15 million, but if we talk to the university, I bet we could talk that down to $14.5 million.
Interesting. My counteroffer is that I won't eat you.
Excuse me?
If you give me this cave, I will not devour you in a horrifying typhoon of viscera.
Hey, this guy is ruining the show.
I'm definitely going to eat you. That's not even a question.
I'm sorry. We have our whole savings wrapped up in this show, this property. We need money or the bank will maul us worse than you ever could.
Real estate is a tough business, lady. Now excuse me while I affix this bib that has a picture of you on it.
Hey, before you eat us, why don't we help you move in? I mean, hey, maybe you could store your Pack-On supplements back there by the honey pots.
Honey pots?
Yeah. Come on. Here they are. It's a little further.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Here.
Oh!
Well, the bear's hardball tactics failed to carry the day. Hopefully our last buyer will fall in love with this unique treasure.
Guten Tag. I have come to see the underground laboratory.
What's your name?
Well, for reasons related to my work, I prefer to remain anonymous. Is that a main injector for the detection of neutrino oscillation?
Why, yes, it is.
And is that a cryogenic dark matter searching device?
Absolutely. The color is called Harvest Gold, and it matches the cabinets in the break room.
Ah, just one more thing, mein Führer. Does this facility have a thermonuclear reactor?
Ooh, a tough one. No, but that's an upgrade that might be possible if we put it in the budget. Right, Slim?
Yeah, sure. Maybe 6 weeks. I'll take it.
Fantastic.
Seems like we should ask him what he's doing with the place?
Are you kidding? He's got a cashier's check.
Cave Hunters.
Okay, that's it. That's enough of Cave Hunters. I've waited long enough. Cousin Slim, Diane, that's Cave Hunters is over. This is the great Northern Radio Show, and it's time for Rich Matson and the North Stars.
They were calling surely found out suddenly that it don't matter none, and that this random act of violence was destiny for some, and no one could have stopped it, 'cause it's just the way the world turns. It's just spinning around in circles while the sun continues to burn.
This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. Summer, well, it's over. Fall is here. With the coming winter, it's important to be prepared. For those new to the area, surviving a real northern Minnesota winter starts now, in the fall.
Hey, Aaron.
Yes, Sarah?
What kind of winter coat should I buy?
That's a good question. Try on coats at the store until you find one that inhibits all known forms of hanky-panky. That's the one that will keep you alive.
Hey, Aaron, is it true that on really cold days you can throw boiling water in the air and watch it freeze?
Absolutely, Jenny. Isn't that right, Skin Flap McFaceburns?
works every time.
Hey, Aaron, how do you keep off the pounds during these cold winter months?
Well, I don't. I'm from Minnesota. By February, Minnesotans can dive to ocean depths of 400 feet north of the Arctic Circle. In fact, that's where many of us were conceived and where we return each year to breed. Well, you know, most years, you know, well, once in a while anyway, whenever.
Hey, Aaron.
That works out.
How long does the winter last?
In Minnesota, meteorological winter lasts 3 months. Climatological winter lasts 5. But once you've been here for a few years, emotional winter never stops.
Thanks, Aaron.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That's right. Fall is here. Winter's coming. You don't have much time. So tell your family you love them. Or at least consider looking at them. Or, you know, if it's not too much trouble. Thanks for listening. Here with a new song about winter, it's Rich Matson and the North Stars.
I miss the snow. Places we go, my love, let's take it slow. Warm and the glow, wood burning stove raises the temperature, it warms your soul. Walking on water after the freeze. Friends coming by to check in on you just to make sure you survive the flu. Brought chicken soup for your winter blues.
That's Rich Matson and the North Stars. The Great Northern Radio Show is a production of Northern Community Radio. The show is made possible in part by support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, the IRRB Arts and Tourism Grant Program, and the Blandin Foundation. Find our podcast at our webpage, greatnorthernradioshow.org.
thanks to the Sheila Holton Memorial Fund for additional support. The show is produced, written, and hosted by me. Hey, I'm Aaron Brown. Our production team also includes Sarah Bignall, Heidi Holton, and Tammy Bobrowski. Our stage manager is Sarah Bignall. Broadcast audio production by Dan Haug and Chris Juleson. Thanks also to our general manager, Maggie Montgomery, and the staff of Northern Community Radio. Many thanks to Brian K. Anderson and the staff at the Fortune Bay Resort and Casino on beautiful Lake Vermilion. Thanks to our musical guests, Rich Matson and the North Stars. Our house band is Katie Haug and the Track Stars, featuring Eric Sundin and Corey Medina. And our bass player, the great Northern Radio players tonight include C.J. Anderson, Jenny Ross, Sarah Breeze, Jason Skorich, and Louisa Skorich, with Lauren Nickish on sound effects. Thanks to our guests, Al Lipke and Alec Habig. Listen to our podcast and archives at greatnorthernradioshow.org. Playing us out with one more song, here's Rich Matson and the North Stars.
We always thought about it, but we didn't think we'd do it till we saw that dirty robber hit the ground. The bag, it was just sitting there. She grabbed it like an instinct, said, "Daddy, put the pedal to the floor."
You are tuned to 91.7 KAXE, Grand Rapids, Aiken, and the Iron Range, 90.5 KBXE, Bagley and Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, Baxter, and Fort Ripley, and 103.9 Ely. We stream live all over the world at KAXE.org. Stay tuned for another episode of the Great Northern Radio Show.
Live studio audience.
The only constant in this world is change. Nothing lasts forever. Nothing stays the same. Change is good. Change is bad.
We can shape the outcome, but only so much. Nowhere is that more evident than here in northern Minnesota, where economic, cultural, and climate change affect people every day. Ever since the last glacier shuffled north, life here has changed dramatically. What happens next? Well, I'm Aaron Brown. This is the Great Northern Radio Show. Tonight, we explore change, social change.